welcome to the show that I don't believe anyone wants to come out. Sorry. My name is William Paul, and I'll be going over the results of the box office returns for the past weekend, February 17th through the 19th, for Backseat Box Office episode number 74. Like I said, this is the results show. Now, as always, do want to stress, if this is the first time you're listening to Backseat Box Office, we want to go ahead and ask you to turn off the podcast, go back, listen to a regular episode, and then come back and listen to the results show. It'll provide you a little bit more context to what we discuss here, and is actually a whole lot more entertaining. So, what we want to go ahead and do is get into the results of the week. We have Safe House coming in at number 1, The Vow at number 2, Ghost Rider 2 at number 3, Journey 2 at number 4, This Means War at number 5. We do want to go ahead and mention Secret World of Arrietty coming in at number 9. I mention that because some people did pick that for their top 5 picks. Now, going into the actual results. This week, for 25s, we have No One. No One at 24, 23, 22, 21, 20. Oh, we do have 119. Congratulations go to Scott. Scott chose Ghost Rider at number 1. And actually, everyone. Every single person, except that punk William, chose Ghost Rider at number 1. Now, I'm not pointing out William as someone that did something good by not choosing Ghost Rider. As you'll see once we get to his results, he would have been better to choose Ghost Rider. Scott, as I was saying, Ghost Rider at number 1, Safe House at number 2, The Vow at 3, Journey 2 at number 4, and This Means War at number 5. Those two Scott got right. Next we move to 17. We have, it looks like, 6 different 17s through 3 different methods. We have Cougaron with Ghost Rider at 1, The Vow at number 2, Safe House at number 3, This Means War at 4, and Journey 2 at number 5. Next we have one of our hosts, Jonathan and Monty, both picking the same picks. We have Ghost Rider at number 1, Safe House at number 2, The Vow at number 3, This Means War at number 4, and then Journey 2 at number 5. Good job, boys. Congratulations to Jonathan. We'll go ahead and elaborate on that when we get to the leaderboards. The top 10 of the leaderboards. Then we have 3 people, our other host, Andrew, Mark, and Art, all with the same picks. And so, since Art did send us a voicemail, we'll go ahead and listen to his voicemail right now.
This is Art calling in my picks. Last week, I really tanked on that one. You know, this is probably a lesson for me. If your number 1 is agreeing with the drunk guy on the podcast, you should probably change your mind. All right, for this week, I'm going to go with Ghost Rider number 1, The Vow number 2, Safe House number 3, This Means War number 4, and Journey 2 at number 5. Hopefully, it'll be a lot better. All right, have a good one. Bye.
And so to recap their picks, we have Ghost Rider at number 1, The Vow at number 2, Safe House at number 3, This Means War at 4, and Journey 2 at number 5. Then we move on to the people who got 15s. There's actually 4 of them. We have Lena with Ghost Rider at number 1, Safe House at number 2, This Means War at 3, The Vow at number 4, and Journey 2 at number 5. Then Jeff gives us Ghost Rider at number 1, Journey 2 at number 2, Safe House at number 3, The Vow at number 4, and then This Means War. Jeff, you got that right. That also nets you a 15. Then we move to Uriah and our third and final host, Tony, also pulling in 15s with Ghost Rider at number 1, The Vow, you both got that right at number 2, This Means War at 3 instead of 5, Safe House at 4 instead of 1, and Journey 2 at number 5. Next, we move on to BD and Tad. They got a 13. Tad sent us a voicemail, so we'll go ahead and listen to that here.
Hey, Backseat Box Office, this is Tad calling in with my picks for this week. I'll take Ghost Rider at number 1, This Means War at number 2, Safe House at number 3, The Vow at number 4, and Journey 2 at number 5. And those are my picks, and talk to you next week. Bye.
Then to recap Tad and BD's choices, they have Ghost Rider at number 1. What did I tell you about Ghost Rider being everyone's top choice this week, this time around? Feel bad for everybody. Then they both put This Means War at number 2, Safe House at number 3, The Vow at number 4, and then Journey 2 at number 5. Mrs. Beast then gives us our first even score of the week, Ghost Rider at number 1, This Means War at number 2, The Vow at number 3, Safe House at number 4, and then The Secret World of Arrietty at number 5. So that gives us a 10 for Mrs. Beast. Then her daughter gives us also a 10 with Ghost Rider at number 1, The Vow at number 2, The Secret World of Arrietty at 3, This Means War at number 4, and then Safe House at number 5 instead of 1. Our third and final 10 of the week is William. Now, like I said, he's the one person that did not choose Ghost Rider as the number 1 movie. I guess maybe he thought that, Valentine's Week, maybe the Valentine's lovey movies or whatever would be a little bit more of a draw, an appeal. He chose This Means War at number 1. Now, most people took a hit of 4 points for Ghost Rider as their number 1 pick. Because This Means War came in at 5 instead of 3, as Ghost Rider did, that means that William took 8 points instead of 4. So, you know that old adage I tell you? Don't say ditto to William's picks. The proof is in the pudding there. I can't tell you anymore. So the rest of his picks, he actually gets The Vow and Ghost Rider in the correct spots in 2 and 3. Then Safe House at 4 instead of 1. And then The Secret World of Arrietty at 5 instead of 9. And then Father Beast gives us our sole 8 of the week, putting Ghost Rider at number 1. This Means War at number 2, The Vow at number 3, I keep on wanting to say The Hidden World of Arrietty, but it's The Secret World. I mean, I guess in theory it is also hidden, but The Secret World of Arrietty at 4, and then Safe House at number 5. I thank everyone for participating, as they always do. There were 2 people that participated last week that we did not see results from. Once again, my wife, I take full blame for her not participating. Somehow, she keeps not realizing that there's a deadline to get your picks in. That is noon on Saturday, Central Standard Time, and The Hobbit. Now, with as bad as the bloodletting was this week, it may have been to their advantage to skip this week. Now, let's go ahead and move on to what everyone wants to hear, the leaderboards. We have, at number 1, BD has regained his throne. BD is at the number 1 spot with a 21.43, but Lena is right on his heels with a 21.41. 0.02 points on their average scores, keeping them apart. And Scott, our high score for the week, is picking up that that bronze position, that number three position, with that average score, 21.36, and Cougaron at number four at 21.04. Tad, it comes in at five with an average score of an even 21. Jeff gives us the average score of a 20.73. Then our first host on the leaderboards is a score of 20.5 for Tony. And then Monty coming up right on his heels with a 20.14 in 8th place. Then we have Mark with an even 20 for his average score in 9th. And then Jonathan rounds out our top 10 with a 19.41. Now, I know in the past we've gone further down the list. We try to keep it to just the top 10 for the leaderboards. And so I'm just going to go ahead and sign off giving you the titles of the movies coming out this week. Act of Valor, Gone, Good Deeds, and Wanderlust. I'm sorry, I've just been given some information that as a courtesy, I should also mention that Andrew with the 19.37 is in 11th place. Because he's a host, I should mention him. Otherwise, I would have just stayed at the top 10. But as I was saying, I'm going to leave you with the movies coming out this week, Act of Valor, Gone, Good Deeds, and Wanderlust. Have a good weekend, folks.